Here's a secret that nobody tells you. People will do the bare minimum of what is required to keep your attention. So all you have to do is raise the standard of what you require. Your self-worth is not determined by how someone else treats you. It's determined by how you treat yourself. It's determined by how you feel about yourself. Actually, some of the most talented people don't know how amazing they are. They don't believe in themselves. They don't know how much they truly shine and how much they truly deserve. Why? Because some of them have had negative experiences, maybe in their childhood, maybe in their past relationships, maybe in their career. Some things have happened that have led them to believe that they need to seek validation. They are not good enough unless other people are telling them that they're good enough. Unless other people are doing the things that they want them to do, they're not good enough and they're not worthy. This couldn't be further from the truth, because your worthiness is not determined by what other people think about you. It's not determined but by how other people treat you. And it can actually be a really negative pattern that develops in your life because you are told that you're not good enough, or you're shown that you're not good enough growing up or in your career or in your relationships, or for whatever reason, you're just not fully confident in yourself. Then, because you're not confident in yourself, other people don't treat you as well. So in order to actually get the validation that would make you feel good about yourself, you can't, because other people are not going to give it to you while you're showing up in this way, constantly seeking validation. Actually, you're going to keep attracting manipulative people into your life that want to take advantage of you, that want to take advantage of your kindness and your people pleasing.
Before we continue, I wanted to share my positive affirmations card deck. Overcome limiting beliefs and improve your emotions. Go to shopaffirmations.com to check them out.
And here's a harsh truth. Most people can't even take care of themselves. They can't even heal themselves. They are living their life projecting their pain onto everyone else around them. They are simply not capable of showing you the respect that you deserve. So you need to set a firm example to everyone in your life that they need to treat you with respect, not because they should, or because they should feel bad for you, or they should respect you because of who you are. No. Because you respect yourself so much that you just do not tolerate anything but the best. The people that get the best things in life, the best treatment, the best relationships, the best career, the best jobs, best businesses, the best of the best of the best. These are people that do not settle for less. They have high expectations for themselves. They have high expectations for everyone else around them, and they have firm boundaries. They are willing to essentially cut anyone off if this person is not adding to their lives. Here's a secret that nobody tells you. People will do the bare minimum of what is required to keep your attention. So all you have to do is raise the standard of what you require. This is not the time to expect other people to treat you well because it's the right thing to do. Not everyone is motivated by, oh, I want to do the right thing. Maybe that's you, and that's amazing that you have such a kind and pure heart, but not everyone operates that way. And it's not just because they are bad people. Some of these people are just in survival mode. They just do not have any good examples. They're in a threatening environment, and so they have to stoop very low and do these things and show up in this way that is not beneficial. It is not your place to judge, but you also have to be very aware that your boundaries that you create for yourself, they're not here to close people out. They're not here to separate you from everyone else. They're here to protect you. They're here to put a sort of barrier to entry so that way other people understand how to treat you. You are essentially creating the blueprint for how other people are going to treat you based off of the blueprint of how you treat yourself. The way that you see yourself needs to be top tier. Know your worth. You are strong. You are capable. You are powerful. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. You deserve everything that you want. You deserve better than what you want. You are the sun, the moon, and the stars. You are everything. They do not have power over you. The only power they have is the power you give them, because you are the power. You are strong. You are powerful. You are capable. You are brave. You are love. You are light. You have so much love to give, hold, and receive. Don't ever think for one moment that you're not deserving of what you want. We need to let go of trying to save everyone else around us. First, we need to take care of ourselves. You can't save other people around you if they don't want to be saved. You have to learn to accept the people around you, because the more that you judge others, the more that you critique the way other people live their lives, and you gossip about them, and you check out everything they're doing on social media, and you just laugh at them behind your back, your attention is all on that person. You are focusing on negativity. You are focusing on comparing yourself to someone else. You are focusing on tearing others down to try to make yourself feel superior. But what that really is going to do is it's going to put you in a box. Because the more that you judge other people, the more that you define and judge yourself, because you're restricting yourself. If I were to judge other people for their choices in their relationships, and I were to critique them and gossip about them and say, oh my gosh, like, wow, that's the worst relationship ever, I am putting myself in a position where now I'm defining, oh, this is a bad relationship. My relationship is so much better. Guess what's probably going to happen? Probably some bad things are gonna start happening in my relationship, because I've just put out negativity and judgment. And so now my relationship is going to show that, hey, your relationship's not that perfect. So stop judging others, because you just start creating unnecessary rules that won't allow you to be fully happy and fully appreciative of what you have. Because when we judge something in someone else, the reason why we feel so strongly about it is because it reflects something that's inside of us, okay? When we're able to meet people with love and neutrality, grace, that's when we can truly thrive in our authentic self, because we're not putting out judgment, so we're not expecting any judgment in return, and we're probably not gonna get any negative energy that's gonna make us feel bad about ourselves. So that elevates your self-worth. Just simply being more positive about others and showing others grace, that automatically reprograms you to treat yourself better. And when we treat ourselves better, life just flows easier. People start to see that we are happy, we are strong. They can't just take away our peace. And the only way that they're going to be able to be in our lives is if we allow them to. Because when you're at peace with yourself, it's really easy to realize if someone is bringing negative energy into your life. It's really easy to realize, okay, maybe I shouldn't talk to this person as much. Or maybe I should change my communication style a little bit because something's just not going right. Like, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I'm at peace. There's no reason why there should be so much conflict between me and someone else. But when you're in a state of insecurity and you don't believe in yourself and you're judging yourself and you're judging everyone else around you, you're like a wounded little cat. Imagine you're like a wounded little cat in a little shoebox in a garage. Like, you're just scared and you're very defensive. You don't want anyone around you. You're just gonna self-isolate and you're gonna claw at anyone that tries to come and potentially help you because you're in survival mode, right? So you need to heal your own wounds first. You need to allow others to help you and you need to use your discernment, okay? You know exactly what to do. Your intuition is strong. The problem is you second guess yourself. You're like, wait, I don't know. This was my instinct, but I'm not sure. Let me just give them the benefit of the doubt. Let me just see how it goes. Babe, you know what the answer is. You already knew it right from the beginning. So don't waste your time and put yourself through a life lesson that maybe you don't need to go through. Maybe you can learn the easy way and just listen to your intuition when it tells you that something isn't right, or when it tells you that you need to get up and go. If you've made it this far, let me know in the comments. If you're interested in checking out some of my free and premium resources, then go to modelpatty.com or check the links in the description. And if you want to understand deeper why you need to be savage with your boundaries, then watch this video next. Love you. Bye. Mwah.